Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And coming up on the show today, we get another exclusive live performance and interview with Nathan Belt and the Buckles. Recorded at Shy Girl Coffee Co. in Ashland City, Tennessee. Very cool acoustic trio recording with them. We also hear a new live tune from the Mavericks. A new cover tune from Dale Watson. And rockers from John Fogerty, Elvis Presley, and so much more. Let's kick it off with Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps from 1956, Blue Jean Bop, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Blue Jean, baby, with your big blue eyes. Don't want you looking at other guys. Got to make you give me one more chance. I can't keep still, so baby, let's dance. Well, the blue jean bop, it's the bop for me. Well, it's the bop, it's a dungaree. You dip your hip, free your knee. Squeal on your heel, baby, one, two, three. Well, the blue jean bop, blue jean bop, baby, blue jean bop. Blue jean bop, baby, blue jean bop. Baby, won't you bop a jean? Bop, yeah, bop! With you. Well, my heart starts a-hopping like a kangaroo. My feet do things I've never done before. Well, blue jean, baby, give me more, more, more. Well, blue jean bob, blue jean bob, baby. Blue jean bob, blue jean bob, baby. Blue jean bob, baby, won't you bob the jean? Rock it again, blue cat, go! Baby, won't you buy the jean?
Blue cap, buy the jean now, let's go!
Yes, a blue jean, a blue jean, buy. A blue jean, a blue jean, buy, baby. A blue jean, a blue jean, buy. A blue jean, a blue jean, buy. A blue jean, a baby, won't you buy a blue jean?
Hi, this is John Fogerty, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues with Jammin' James Riley.
All right.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer John Fogerty singing about that Southern Streamline. It's from his Blue Moon Swamp project. Now, you may remember John being on the show back in November of 2015. We talked about his love for the early Sun Records rockabilly style. It was also something he featured in Creedence Clearwater Revival. So the next time you're listening to CCR, thinking about that rockabilly influence, you'll hear it in a whole new way, I promise you that. Hey, the Mavericks have a brand new live project recorded at Austin City Limits. It's called All Night Live, Volume 1. From that project, here's the tune, Come Unto Me, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Do with your hair. With Tony, do you use his?
Prom.
No plugs, you know. I want to tell you, how can I get these girls to scream over me this way? I really mean that. How can I do that?
Mr. Burrow, I don't think you'd like it.
I wouldn't like one. What do you mean?
No, I mean, I don't like it. All these girls screaming, always tearing your clothes off, and always, you know, trying to rip you apart, always trying to kiss you. I don't like it.
You don't. Someone must have stomped on his head with those blue suede shoes.
Blue moon. Blue moon. Blue moon. Keep shining bright. Blue moon. Keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back on my baby tonight. Blue moon. Keep shining bright. I say blue moon. I can't forget to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night, stars shining bright, whisper on high, love, say goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Shine on the moon that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the moon that's gone and left me blue.
Sounds of sirens, subways, and busy crowds of people makes Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion feel right at home. New York Is My Home is the latest project from Dion and co-produced by Jimmy Vivino, featuring guest vocals by fellow New Yorker Paul Simon on the title cut.
I'm not alone. New York is
New York Is My Home contains 8 new Dion compositions and 2 choice blues covers. The result is pure rock and roll from the legend that's lived a lifetime defining it.
I can't go back to Memphis. I'm just got to roam.
Dion, New York Is My Home.
Big Al Seal. Honking, moaning, rocking the righteous red. Oh, yeah.
New York Is My Home from Dion, available from Instant Records.
Yo, hey everybody, this is Dion, the Wanderer. I'm listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with my man, Jammin' James Riley. Keep listening. Yo.
We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard the King, Elvis Presley. A little snippet from his appearance on the Milton Berle Show, as well as Blue Moon of Kentucky from 1954, a tune originally written and recorded by Bill Monroe. Hey, we've got Nathan Belt and the Buckles doing an acoustic trio live recording at Shy Girl Coffee Co. in Ashland City, Tennessee, right after this. Nathan sent us a couple of brand new studio recordings recorded in Nashville, Tennessee. We have one of them later in the show and one right now. It's Ain't Gonna Worry by Nathan Belt and the Buckles.
Old brown suitcase wide open on the bed, and she ain't even listened to a single word I said. It ain't gonna worry, it ain't gonna worry my mind. Oh no. Said she got a ticket for the 909. Told me just forget about her coming back this time. But it ain't gonna worry, it ain't gonna worry my mind. No, no, cause she's just playing me. What if you don't want her, it's a plain to see. I know what she's after, but bring it up to make up all the time. And it ain't gonna worry my mind. Every time it happens, it's the same routine. But I don't mind it being just her puppet on a string. Cause it ain't gonna worry, it ain't gonna worry my mind. fishing with a long stem rose. Give me 15 minutes, I'll be bringing her back home. And it ain't gonna worry, it ain't gonna worry my mind. No, no, cause she's just playing me. Wanting me to want her, it's a plain to see. I know what she's after, but bring it up to make up all the time.
You guys ready to hear some music? We're gonna do some interview sessions with them too. Nathan Belt and the Buckles.
Well, I heard the news, there's good ronga tonight. Well, I heard the news, everybody's ronga tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby just as tight as I can, so tonight she doesn't know I'm a mighty, mighty man. Heard the news, there's good ronga tonight. Afraid to die, do you no harm. I want you to bring along your rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all of my blues. I heard the news, they're good rocker tonight. Mike Wilde.
Good rocking tonight with Nathan Belt and the Buckles. Man, what a great way to set off a set there. That's perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Well, introduce the fellas.
Sure will. Over here on lead guitar, we call him Spam. His name is Mike Wilde. And all the way from Ithaca, New York. That's right. On the upright bass, slapping it back here, doghouse style, is Mr. Jared Manzo.
Woo!
And
hello.
We call him the Professor.
So you're from Texarkana, is that right?
Well, originally born and raised in Texarkana, and then I grew up, went to school in McKinney, Texas, which is just right outside of Dallas.
Now, is that where you went to high school, too?
That's right. That's where I graduated.
Do you tell me your parents' record collection was a big influence on you? What records do you remember out of
that? Oh, yeah. My mom and dad's record collection, and my grandmother's as well, but a lot of the gospel records, Statesman Quartet, Happy Goodman Family, things like that, but also Merle Haggard.
first Merle Haggard record I ever heard was his tribute to Jimmy Rogers, the father of country music. It was the same train, different time. Also, Elvis, they had my dad's 45 record. It had Blue Suede Shoes on it on the A side. B side was Gonna Sit Right Down and Cry Over You. I discovered that about when I was around 6 years old and started listening to that. And there was also another little 45. Well, it was a size 45. It ran at 33 RPM, but it had like covers of 50 songs, and it was an old record, but it was like B artists doing popular songs, and it had Honeycomb on it, Peggy Sue, Yakety Yak, lots of cool songs, Splish Splash, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So a lot of those songs, they influenced me and my taste in music, I suppose, but because I used to listen to that all the time, especially a lot of the quartet gospel stuff, yeah.
Yeah, same here. My parents' records had a huge impact on it. It's amazing how that music stays with you later in life, too. Oh, even, yeah. Even if you drift from it,
right,
you
right.
come back to it.
That's right. And my grandmother, she was a huge Elvis fanatic, and so she had pretty much every record, Elvis record there was, and but also a lot of Sun Records stuff, and Johnny Cash, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you moved to Nashville first time in 2001?
That's right. Yeah, it's kind of a long story, but I met Billy Burnett at a place called The Palace. We were doing a rockabilly gig there around 1999 off Greenville Avenue in Dallas. And he came out. He was a special guest there with Paul Burleson, mm-hmm. Who he brought along with him. And I was the opening act, and he saw me playing there. So we recorded a demo together. He took me into the studio, recorded the demo. He took it to Nashville. It was later on when I got the call about a company that wanted to sign me as an artist on a production company, basically. And then later got a publishing contract with Acuff Rose Music. And that all happened in 2001. So, but I was 21 years old and still young and excited and ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
It was a great learning experience, though.
Well, I'll tell you, rock and roll, let's hear some more from you guys.
Sure, yeah, we can do that. I'll tell you what.
Those wolves, they are scratching, and they won't go away. It's almost 2 more weeks now till the boss says we'll get paid. The bills are piling up in the sunshine, even tanning up while I sleep. When it's raining, you can't save yourself from drowning in the deep. Well, money makes the world go round, it dances to the dollar bill. Money makes the world go round, and my world's standing still. House about to be down in the ghetto. I wanna buy that fine woman of mine a brand new pair of stilettos. But me and my girl are starving, eating that rainbow stew. My hound dogs are panhandling, saying they'll work for food. Waiting when I run out of time, but I ain't got one shiny nickel to get the grave digger of mine. The money makes the world go round, it dances to the dollar bill. If money makes the world go round, but in my world standing still.
I gotta tell you, we I don't remember the last time we actually played that song. It's brand new, brand spanking new. So We just pulled that.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
You're listening to Nathan Belt and the Buckles, recorded live at Shy Girl Coffee Co. in Ashland City, Tennessee, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You wanted us to do some more Sun stuff. Of course, everybody is familiar with Elvis. I was talking about Elvis earlier. We mentioned him, one of my favorite artists. Very, very big influence on myself and the style of music we play. So we'll do this. This was the Arthur Crudup was the blues performer that wrote this song, performed it originally. And Elvis and the boys, it was just kind of a fluke. They just did it as a jam. Sam Phillips heard them playing it, loved it. It was July 5th of 1954, and they recorded this song.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right with you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. Mama done told me too. Boy, that girl you fool and wish you ain't no good for you. But that's all her right. That's all her right. That's all her right now, Mama. Any way you but do.
Books presents Surf City, the Jan and Dean story by Dean Torrance. Surf City tells the story of Jan and Dean with humor, heartbreak, and inspiration. And there's only one man that can tell it, Dean Torrance. Surf City, the Jan and Dean story, available now at Amazon.com. This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Nathan Belt and the Buckles are our guests this week, recorded live in Ashland City, Tennessee, at Chai Girl Coffee Co. Now, we'll get back to that performance right after we hear another new studio track that Nathan recorded in Nashville recently. It's 400 Miles to Heaven on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
It's 400 miles to heaven. Took me from her side. I didn't tell her I was going, I was gone. I was wrestling with the restless feeling that I couldn't control. And my good sense finally came around. 1,000 miles down the line, I called her up and told my baby that her daddy was coming home. Now it's 400 miles on a train. There's an angel waiting for me there. Her love is my reward, and my sins have been forgiven. And it's 400 miles to heaven. Up this track fast enough to get me back to where I should have been. I'm just thankful that she still has a place for me in her heart.
and we're pulling up. The only place that I wanna be in is losing this restless spirit in her arms. And now it's 400 miles on a train bound for heaven. There's an angel waiting for me there. For her love is my reward, and my sins have been forgiven. And it's 400 miles. Anticipating with a smile. So Mr. Brakeman, let me be the first man off this train. Yeah, I call my fever finally broke. The only sign I wanna be by is her. Lord, and never again will these feet go running away.
Man, now you've traveled a lot. What is it about American roots music that's so appealing to other countries, do you think?
Oh, well, I don't know what it is. There's just something magical about the recordings of the music that came out of the 50s and 60s. People love the sincerity to it. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And because it's real. It's raw. It's real. All those recordings were done right there on the spot, you know, and they, some of them they did probably over 30 something takes.
Yeah.
You know, so the passion is real. They have heart. A lot of today's recordings that you hear on the radio are so overproduced, and you know, all the different overdubs that they add on to it and compressed and, you know, all that stuff that they do to them, it loses that authenticity, you know, loses the heart, loses the sincerity. And nothing like what they had back then in those days. So when you go to other countries and you're playing for these people and they love that old music and they don't really care much for the newer stuff.
Yeah.
And imagine that.
Well, you talked about, Sam Phillips, you know, the producer, the one that started Sun Records, was not a musician,
right,
but he went for the feel. You know, he had Jack Clement working with him that was a musician and
right,
talked to him in a musician way, but Sam listened to it for the feel, and he didn't care if he got it perfect. He wanted it right.
Yeah, it didn't have to be. There was a quote, I don't remember it verbatim, but there was a quote that he said that imperfection is perfection.
Yeah.
You know, or something similar.
A perfect
to that.
Imperfection.
A perfect imperfection, that's
yeah,
right. Yeah, he loved that, those little moments. And there's a lot of those in those old Sun studio recordings.
I'll tell you, two things that I think of when I see you guys. We were talking about Elvis when he first went in there. That's all right. Him on acoustic guitar, Scotty Moore on electric, Bill Black on upright bass.
Right.
And I'm looking at you guys, and this is the exact setup.
Right.
This is amazing.
Very similar, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, and one thing is really cool. I saw a video of you guys recently doing I Walk the Line.
Right.
And is anybody here ever taken the Sun Studio tour in Memphis? Yeah, some really cool thing out there. And something I didn't know until doing the Sun tour is they showed how Johnny Cash got that boom chicka boom sound.
Oh, yeah, when he put the dollar bill in the... and started doing
it. In fact, we're just going to recreate it right here. Now,
yeah.
The bad thing about this... Oh, well, hey.
hey,
you want to do it?
The higher the bill, the better it sounds.
I think you can get a better tone out of it.
I can get a better tone out of a $100 than
there
a dollar.
There you go. This is literally what Johnny Cash did to get that sound. Now, this, guys, we're talking about in the 50s, a very innocent time. You know, they didn't have the technology we do now. And they improvised a little bit.
So that's kind of the sound. When you listen to those Sun recordings and hear Johnny Cash, the early recordings before they had W.S. Holland on the drums, it was just him, the Tennessee Two. And the story basically comes from Sam didn't want him having a snare drum because he wanted him to play on the Grand Ole Opry. And during that time, they didn't allow drums on the Opry. So we do a song called I Walk the Line. 1, 2, 1. Recorded April of 1956. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tired advice, because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. Try to turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I know proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. I saw Johnny Cash say this on television once. The reason that he started humming before each verse is so he could find his pitch and find his note. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I am a fool for you, because you're mine, I walk the line. Sometimes I hit this note and sometimes I don't, so we'll see how it goes tonight. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you were mine.
Yeah,
love the line.
Oh, yeah.
Live fade. That's the way they actually did it back then, is a live fade. He didn't bring the, you know,
that's right,
the slide down. He just they did it live.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Listen to the old Charlie Rich thing. This is another Sun Records classic and one of my favorites. After you get rid of me, will the next fool me? I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. As things you like to know about the girl that I love so. And after all is said and done, you won't be satisfied. After you get rid of me, who will the next fool be?
tears in his eyes. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I'd hate to be the one to tell him so. And all is said and done, you won't be satisfied with anyone. After you get rid of me, who will the next fool be? Will he be? Tears in his eyes. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I'd hate to be the one to tell him so. The next fool be. Well, after you get rid of me, who will the next fool be?
Hey, it's Jam and James Riley, and if you're looking for more great shows with great music and interviews, then check out our other show, Catching a Wave. It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. It's summer all year long on Catching a Wave. You'll hear artists like the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean, guitar legend Dick Dale, Los Straitjackets, The Atlantics, The Trash Men, The Safaris, The Explorers Club, The Monkees, and so much more. Plus, we'll have games, contests, polls, interviews, and a whole lot of fun, fun, fun. For more information, go to catchingawaveradio.com. That's catchingawaveradio.com. Oh, and bring some sunscreen. Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, it's Jam and James Riley, and let's go back to Nathan Belt and the Buckles doing an acoustic trio performance at Shy Girl Coffee Co. in Ashland City, Tennessee.
But you know what I love about the fact that these are not just covers for you. They're really an extension of who you are.
Yeah, all the songs that we play in our show have some sort of tie into my life somewhere down the line. So, you know, it's very personal to me. I don't like to just go out and do top 40 stuff just because it's top 40 stuff and, you know, get cash in the tip bucket.
Yeah.
I would much rather go do a show that has meaning to me personally. And I think that translates to the audience, the crowd, whoever's, you know, out there. They can sense that. They can pick up on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're watching this and you can see that we're having so much fun and we're enjoying what we're doing, it's because we really are. You know, yes, it's work and we're doing it to make money and pay the bills, but it's also something that we all have a passion for, and we do it because we love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or why else do it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You were recently nominated for the 2016 Ameripolitan Music Awards that were in Austin for Rockabilly Band of the Year. And a place that you play often at Nashville Palace was also nominated in the venue category.
That's right, yeah.
The Nashville Boogie was nominated in the festival category.
That's right. Yeah.
And I play on there, and I was actually honored to be in the DJ category. And we all lost.
That's right. yes.
I don't think it was your fault. There's always next year.
There's always next year. That's right. Yeah.
But what a cool thing, though, that Dale Watts is doing. Ameripolitan focuses on rockabilly, honky-tonk, western swing, and outlaw.
That's right.
So stuff that's not pop country. It's very fringe, but it's really cool. We got to see Charlie Pride walking around. I mean, in the lobby out there.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and man, that was the best part, I think, of the whole night was when he performed those. You know, he just kept going, kept doing one song after another. That was a highlight of the night for sure.
That's very cool. Yeah. Well, now, you know, we obviously have a lot of similar music taste.
Sure.
And then, unfortunately, I asked you what your first cassette was.
Oh. Well, you know, I grew up with a lot of vinyl, a lot of me playing records on a record player, which mind-blowingly, so in my senior year of high school, not to change subject, but in my senior year of high school, I went to a class that studied the 1960s, and the teacher had a record collection with a record player, and there was about 30 students in the classroom. I was the only one, I swear to you, I was the only one that knew what it was and how to work it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And,
or sad.
For me,
I don't know.
It was like, what is going on? This is weird.
Yeah.
How do you not? Yeah. But anyway, I grew up with mostly vinyl, and yeah, my first tape cassette, it was when the movie Ghostbusters 2 came out, and we were at, my dad was in the Army, and we were at his reserve base, and you know, there's like the little military store that's there, and I saw it, and I wanted that, so I had some money on me, so I thought, that's what I'm going to get, so I got Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
You know.
Actually, I probably would be if I'm...
I bought a lot of bad music in the 80s as well.
You know, I think after that was Adam's Family, Too Legit to Quit.
Oh, I had that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not making this better.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. A lot of sequels, yeah.
Oh, man. We have one more song here.
Okay.
What do you have in store for us?
What would you like? You have a request?
Man, it's up to you.
Something we do in our show.
She has a...
Yeah, we can play that one, yeah. We love, let's see, we hadn't done that in a while, actually. Let me make sure I'm in tune here. All right.
Let's
you ready? Spamalicious?
Yep.
All right. Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down. It burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. A child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. Down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, sing it, James. The ring of fire. I went down, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire,
a ring of fire.
Two, three.
All right.
Thank you.
Nathan Belt and the Buckles. This was awesome.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having us on the show.
Hey, folks, this is Del Watch, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
My name should be Trouble. My name should be War. Oh, trouble and heartache, it's all I know. My name. My life has been empty. My heart's been torn. It must have been raining the day I was born. Oh, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. Well, I'm so afraid of tomorrow, and so tired of today,
tired of today.
They say that love is the answer, but love never came my way. I'm writing this letter to someone unknown. So if you should find it and you're alone, oh, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. Remember, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name.
That's Lonely Blue Boy, brand new from Dale Watson, from an album of cover tunes titled Under the Influence. Lonely Blue Boy, originally a hit for Conway Twitty. Hey, let's hear another cover tune while we're at it. Chris Isaak, a few years back, did an album at Sun Studios titled Beyond the Sun. Here's his cover of Trying to Get to You on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
I've been traveling over mountains, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day, running all the way, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, when you said you loved me too, I've been traveling night and day, running all the way, trying to get to you. Keep traveling night and day, running all the way, trying to get to you. Exactly what I do. I would travel night and day, still run on the way, trying to get to you. Well, there's nothing that could hold me or could keep me away from you. was dark as night. You could shine as bright as light. When I was trying to get to you.
That's Chris Isaac. Great way to wrap up this Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Big thanks to Nathan Belt and the Buckles for that wonderful live performance and interview as well. Hey, if you're online, our website is rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Now stay tuned for more great music and interviews and definitely some surprises. As always, it's Jam and James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.